Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the LALIC Group H1 2018 Results Conference Call. I'm Sherry, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Roger van der Weijde, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you to our conference call regarding the first half 2018 results of LALIC Group, which we published this morning via press release. My name is Roger van der Weijde, CEO of LALIC Group, and I'm here on the phone together with our CFO, Mr. Alexi Rubinstein. It is our pleasure to have you all in our call, and in the next 20 or so minutes, we would like to walk you through our half-year results slide presentation. As you have seen, it is available at the LALIC Group website, and we will go slide by slide. After the presentation, we will be happy to take your questions. So to start, let's go directly to page number 4 on the slide deck, where I would like to give you a quick overview of our performance and key achievements in the first half of the year. First of all, let me anticipate that we have generated further growth, and at the same time, we continue to invest in the expansion of our business according to plan and as previously communicated, with a strong, albeit not exclusive, focus on Far East. Overall, our sales increased by 4%. We again recorded particularly strong growth in our ultrasound segment, and we are pleased that growth was also supported by solid sales in the LALIC segment, where especially the perfumes and home fragrances performed well. On the cost side, we saw an increase of 3% in aggregate, which was of course mainly driven by the initial costs to launch the operation of our new LALIC subsidiary in Japan. So all in all, reflecting both higher sales and higher costs at expected levels, Group EBIT came in at €2 million for the first half of the year. Now, looking back at the period, let me also again highlight two other important achievements which have been done to further develop the group. First, we strengthen our balance sheet through the conversion of shareholder loans, as was part of the rights issue carried out in June. In addition, the gross proceeds of 8.5 million Swiss francs from the capital increase give us more flexibility to evaluate new strategic steps and to further invest in our business, of course. And as a second point, also in June, we changed LALIC Group's listing from BX Swiss, where our shares have been listed since 2007, to SIX, which of course is Switzerland's main stock exchange. Having done this, we think being a SIX-listed company will help us further enhance LALIC Group's profile in the capital market and also importantly within the broader investor community. With this quick recap, let me now hand over to Alexis. He will give you a more detailed overview of our first half financial results. And later on, I will take you through our short and mid-term priorities as well as to an outlook.
Thank you, Roger. And also from my side, I would like to welcome you all to this conference call. To look at our first half 2018 financials in more detail, let's go to the page 6. Here you can see an overview of key figures from our performance in the first half of the year. Let me just highlight a few. The operating revenue has increased from 64.2 million to 66.9 million, plus 4%. This moderate growth has been driven by the positive development of LALIC and the very strong growth of ultrasound that will be explained later on. On the cost side, as Roger mentioned, the personnel costs have increased by 7% due to the new business development and in particular in the new operations of LALIC in Japan. the net group result is at 1.3 million, including a positive one-off effect in connection with the corporate income tax reform in France. We have a positive effect of 1 million this year versus 1.9 million in 2017. Finally, the consolidated EBIT amounts to 2 million versus 2.5 million euro in 2017 first semester, mainly due to the setup losses occurred in Japan. Let's go now to page 7 with an overview of the results breakdown by our business segment, which are Lalique, Ultrasun, Jaguar, Grey, and other brands. We will go through each segment in the slide that will follow. So let me just point out that we can see on this slide that Lalique remain our main brand in our portfolio that represents 55% of our revenue. Here again, we can see a good sales growth of 6% in our largest segment, the Lalique one, and that growth in our second largest segment, Ultrasun, was again strong with an increase of sales by 20%. Let's move to the next slide, the slide 8, to take a closer look at the Lalique segment and the drivers of the first half performance in its business unit. In general, Lalique had a solid sales trend during the first half year 2018, especially in perfume and hospitality business. The historical crystal decorative object pillar, as well as interior design and jewelry, had stable sales during the period. As I said, perfume business had a very good sales growth of 9% after recovering from market challenges in 2017, with especially this year a strong performance in Asia and South Africa. Regarding hospitality, we were very pleased that our two hotels, Villa René Lalique, the Relais Château and two Michelin star restaurants, as well as the Château Horberg in Alsace, had both very satisfactory occupancy rate. Also, we must say that both hotel restaurants, especially the Villa René Lalique, continue to be a constant source of positive media coverage. The Lalique EBIT remained unchanged at minus 3.3 million for this first semester 2018. But as already said, the setup losses in Japan contributed significantly to this negative EBIT. With this, we can go to the page 9 with the Ultrasun segment. Ultrasun segment delivers strong and also broad-based growth supported by the launch of new line as mineral, sports, and fluid that allowed us entering into new channels like health store in all markets. The strong 20% growth has been driven by expansion in all markets well-established such as UK, China, and Switzerland, but also newer and smaller markets like Finland, Austria, Japan, and UAE. EBIT has increased to 2.9 million euro, not only because of increase in sales, but also because the slight increase in cost only at 2%. Turning to slide 10 now and the Jaguar segment, in which we can see a slowdown of turnover after a period of good growth over the past year. Just as a reminder, growth for the first 2017 semester was at plus 36%. Then the slight decrease in sales, minus 3%, was mainly due to the phasing of orders in various markets, with deliveries deferred into the second half of 2018. The EBIT margin decreased to sales mix, but remain at 15%. Let's turn to page 11 and the Grey segment. The sales decrease was mainly due to various distributors in key markets started the years with still high inventory levels. However, since the beginning of the second half, this negative trend has been reversed and orders have picked up again. We must here also highlight that despite lower sales in the first half, Gray delivered EBIT on the same level as the previous year period, with an EBIT margin increase to 20%. Let's turn to other brand segment on slide 12, which includes the perfume brands Bentley, Samurai, and our perfume filling and logistic operation Lalique Beauty in France. The sales of this segment has declined in the first half of the year for different reasons. For Bentley, the sales decline is mainly due to the difficult market condition in the Middle East, an important market for Bentley. For Samurai, same as Jaguar, the sales decline of 10% is mainly due to the deferred deliveries from first half year to the second half year. Nevertheless, for these two brands, we expect we will return to growth and offset the first half year decline until the year end. Regarding the production, our perfume facility, Lalique Beauty Service, is now, we can say, ready for growth. After having increased its logistic capacity in 2017, a new filling facility will come on stream in autumn and will increase both productivity and capacity. Also, in order to be able to deliver third-party customer in the future. The EBIT of the segment Other Brands declined to 0.4 million due to lower sales at Bentley Samurai and increased depreciation expense at Lalique Beauty Service after the logistic extension. To conclude this part, the figures part, let's go to the slide 13 and our balance sheet. As mentioned by Roger at the beginning of the presentation, we strengthened our balance sheet through conversion of shareholder loans as part of our capital increase in June. The right issue carried out in the context of the change of listing from BX Swiss to the SIX in the first half of 2018, so the conversion of 21.6 million CHF for shareholder loan allowed us first to decrease significantly our financial liabilities and net debt, increase our cash position and investment capacity, and last but not least, also increase our equity ratio from 41% to 51%. With this, I hand back to Roger for the last part of the presentation.
Okay, thank you, Alexis. As I mentioned at the outset, I now like to walk you through the next priorities or our to-do list, if I may put it this way. But before we do that, let's take a step back and look at where we stand today regarding our markets and product mix, so you get a better background understanding of our business. So on slide 15, you can see the regional breakdown of our revenues in the first half of the year. So as you can see, the biggest share comes from Europe with more than half, 52% to be precise, followed by almost equal contributions of around 15% each by North America, Middle East, and Asia. So overall, it is striking that Lalique Group benefits from a broad international presence, which we have built up over the past few years, reflecting both our diversification strategy and our global reach in terms of distribution. Now let's take a closer look at the key characteristics of each region. So in Europe, we have three main drivers in terms of markets, which are France, the home base of Lalique, of course, England and Russia. However, it has to be said that all our brands are widely marketed on the European continent, within and outside the European Union. North America, on the other hand, essentially consists of the USA, our biggest single market by revenue. From our brand portfolio, only Ultrasun is currently not marketed in the US due to diverging regulatory issues regarding sun care products. As regards the Middle East, our perfume brands have always performed well there, and Lalique has recorded a strong growth over the past 5 to 6 years when we started giving a particular focus on that region. And the more recently, we also introduced Ultrasun in selected markets there, including the UAE and Qatar. Looking at Asia or Far East, of course, we need to mention China, where currently we operate own retail activities in so-called Tier 1 cities, Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Beijing. And the other country which is worthwhile mentioning is Japan, of course, where we see strong potential for our new Lalique subsidiary on top of our long-standing Samurai business. As you know, Samurai has been one of the best performing perfume brands in this market for many years. And of course, on top of these two countries, we are also working on developing the region of Southeast Asia through our Singapore subsidiary. And last, Central and South America, which of course include the Caribbean. There, our business is more about perfumes, and in particular, Parfum Gray and Lalique perfumes. Although Lalique Crystal and Interior Design is also represented there in key markets via our Miami-based sales representative. Now, after this regional perspective, I'll give you a look at our product portfolio, which also mirrors our diversification strategy, especially for Lalique, and you can see an overview on slide 16. So basically, the group's business is organized in two divisions. On the left-hand side of the chart, we have the Lalique division with its six categories or product pillars: crystal decorative items, fragrances, interior design, jewelry, hospitality, and art. And on the right-hand side of that chart, you see the Lalique Beauty division with the cosmetics, which essentially consists of Ultrasun, and the perfume brands other than Lalique perfumes, of course. The revenue contribution was more or less equal in the first half of the year between those two divisions, with 36 million stemming from the Lalique division and 30 million euro generated by Lalique Beauty. Now, let's go through the different pillars of the Lalique division, the crystal decorative items. So this includes vases, bowls, animal motifs, glassware, table accessories, etc., which we also look at being Lalique's historical core business. That remains the leading product pillar, or our bread and butter business, with 24% revenue contribution. However, the other pillars, and in particular fragrances and interior design, are catching up as a result of the diversification strategy that we have put in place many years ago, meanwhile. So decorative items are indeed closely followed by fragrances with 17% of revenue contribution. Fragrance includes the perfume, the wearable perfumes, as well as home fragrances, scented candles, diffusers, etc., which have been which have turned out to be very successful since their launch around 5 years ago. It also includes hotel and airline amenities, businesses that we are both carrying under with through license partners. Turning to interior design, this covers, on the one hand, architectural catalog items such as lighting, tables, furniture, panels, home accessories, etc. It also includes bespoke items developed under a co-branding partnership. As you know, we have a co-branding program in place with leading houses in various industries. And the third, the interior design includes exclusive works tailor-made pursuant to client special requests, and which are often developed together with the client's architect or designers. Interior design, as we speak today, is probably the fastest growing category of LALIQ. Turning to hospitality, which accounts for 4% of the revenues, an activity that was started only 3 years ago with the opening of the Villa René LALIQ. So obviously, besides attracting gourmet as prospective LALIQ customers as well, both hotel restaurant, and I think Alexis mentioned that already, on the one hand serve as perfect showrooms to display the full LALIQ universe, and of course they also generate regular press coverage. Now, jewelry is still low in terms of revenue with 2%, but we look at it as a strategic pillar to reach out to younger and feminine audience, or in other words, our tomorrow's clients. And last but not least, the art program, which is LALIQ's latest baby, so to speak. This has had a huge impact on the brand's awareness among art aficionados and collectors, of course. And same as gastronomy, turned out to become a constant source of good PR. And then looking at the split or the mix in the beauty division, I would like to highlight the fact that Ultrasun is currently the fastest growing brand of LALIQ Group, with steadily increasing turnovers and solid margins. Then, of course, Jaguar Fragrances, which contributes 17% to the division revenue, is the biggest licensed brand in terms of revenues, and a license which we have held since the year 2002. So it's been a more than 60-year partnership, as a result of which it is of course, quite strong. And then last, and more generally, of course, we see the main growth potential of the beauty division in acquisitions of new brands and licenses. Those opportunities can arise via reshuffles of portfolio at big beauty groups or up-and-coming brands which are not yet active in the perfume sector. So let's now look at our short and mid-term priorities, the to-do list I mentioned before. If you go to page 17, you find the listing of our priorities in the LALIQ division. So obviously, probably the main priority consists in further increasing brand awareness. So in doing that, we'll continue to successfully partner with contemporary artists and interior designers such as Damon Hirst and architect Pierre-Yves Rochon, to name just these two. Then, of course, we'll pursue our co-branding program, which is very interesting due to the fact it allows us to reach out to the customers and followers of each new partner brand. So, of course, widening our reach. And last but not least, we also intend to increase our brand communication through offline channels, but going forward also with a stronger emphasis on online channels. A second priority is the further expansion of our retail operations. Our network of standalone or flagship boutiques will continue to be expanded with new openings in strategic locations. In the short and mid-term, with a particular focus in Japan and other Far East markets. We also intend to launch a new retail concept consisting of smaller shops that will sell mainly fragrances, custom jewelry, and crystal gift items, or in other words, products at entry-level price point. We currently are evaluating locations in various key markets such as France, US, and Japan to start pilot projects, so to speak. Then, of course, in terms of manufacturing, in order to absorb our anticipated growth, we will need to increase production and logistic capacity in our unique or sole manufacturer worldwide, which is located in the Alsace region in Vignes-sur-Moder. We are currently working on a five-year plan for such development of the manufacturer. In terms of fragrances, the objective is to continue developing the Lalique perfumes and home fragrance lines. And of course, the recent investments made at the production facility in Uri, south of France, will enable to absorb the planned growth. And last, of course, we aim at increasing the occupancy rate of our hotel restaurants, Villa René Lalique and Chateau Hochberg, although Villa René Lalique already has quite a strong occupancy rate. But at the same time, we will evaluate new business opportunities in this segment, however, through specialized partners on a licensing or franchising basis, especially for international markets. So let's go now to the priorities in the Lalique Beauty division, so which can be resumed one Ultrasan and one the perfume brands. So for Ultrasan, the priority consists, of course, in pursuing the strategy which has been in place now for several years, and that is, first of all, capitalizing on the recently introduced new product lines to increase brand awareness internationally. Then, of course, and that's a big aim, is to reduce seasonality by continuing to expand into new markets. So build up our Western European business, so to speak, but adding new markets with all year sunshine, so typically Far East, Middle East, and in the Southern Hemisphere as well. And then also worth my mentioning is we intend to roll out the strategy that has proven successful in Western Europe and mostly in Switzerland so far, and which consists in focusing on pharmacy and dermatology channels. As regards the various perfume brands, the priorities are twofold. First of all, it's organic growth with our existing brands, and second, external growth through acquisitions of new brands. And in the meantime, we will look at increasing our filling and logistics service activities to third parties. So we can now sum it up, and for that we are going to page 19, please. So the performance in the first half of the year was in line with our expectations, given that we achieved overall sales growth and continued to invest in the expansion of our business. Now, with regard to the full year 2018, we feel comfortable with the outlook we communicated before. That is to say, we expect to achieve moderate growth overall for the full year 2018. And, of course, we will pursue our investment activity in the second semester according to plan. So thanks to our diversified business model, we see Lalique Group as well positioned in the luxury good markets, turning from a pure crystal maker or crystal brand to a lifestyle brand. And we're expecting that our investment will result in gradually increasing profit margins over the medium term. With this, I thank you for your attention. And Alexis and I are now happy to take any questions.
The first question is from René Weber from Tobel. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I just have three questions. So first one is on Lalique. Could you tell us a little bit how much of your sales is now with owned stores and how was the sales development in that owned stores? I mean, in total, but also on the like-for-like base. And the second one, the ultrasound business. As I know, UK is the most important market. Can you tell us how sales was there and what is really your biggest focus in terms of new markets? And then the third one, financial question regarding the tax situation in France. Now we had in the first half year another 1 million positive impact. Do you expect another one in the second half, 2018?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your question. I will answer the first question. So basically, we must separate business and other pillars answering to this question. For the business in perfume, everything is in wholesale, but for the rest of the pillars, we have a 50% mix between retail and wholesale. Our recent focus are mainly in retail, where we can control better the brand, Lalique brand, in our shops, and also with better margin. So, especially with the expansion of our business in Asia, and now this year is in Japan, the focus on the Lalique side will be definitely on the retail, keeping the wholesale business in area where we are well represented by our distributors.
And how did the sales develop in retail? So it was better than the plus 4%.
This year it was quite steady for the first half of 2018. We had the same scope, and but we still expect with the expansion in Japan and in Asia an increase until the last year. The plus 4% this year has also been driven by the good sales in the special project we did with co-branding especially with spiritual brand during the first semester.
Okay.
So regarding ultrasound, you asked whether which is our strongest market. It's still, of course, the United Kingdom. It has been for several years. This first of all, it was one of the first markets where ultrasound expanded after Switzerland. Then, of course, English people. Or UK people have special skin, well, at least in average, so that makes them, that creates a lot of demand for products like ultrasound, which offer very, very strong protection. So I would say that looking now at the first half year, ultrasound UK has performed well. However, the main growth in this case came from Asia, and in particular from China, where we have been doing business through a new distributor for the past now, I would say, 18 to 20 months. And this has proved something very successful. There's huge demand. We all know Asia is a lot about protecting from sun, and therefore using not only sunscreen but also whitening creams. And our new lines, which we have developed, which offer daily UV protection with additional benefits, in particular care, have proved very successful. And I can see that China will definitely be one of the fastest growing markets for ultrasound in the next few years.
Okay, thank you. And then the tax question.
Yeah, regarding tax question, okay, we will have it. As said, it's only a one-off effect after the law regarding the tax reductions progressively until 2022 in France. But we won't have any other income during the second half of the year until the law will change again. But we don't expect any change.
Okay, thanks very much.
The next question is from Andy Schneider, Z Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. I have a question on the profitability of the Lalique division. Last year, we were at the end of the year more or less break even after a little bit larger loss in H1. Should we expect that H2 will be a bit stronger and that we will get close to break even for the division by the end of the year?
The answer is yes, and the reason is Lalique always performs better in the second half. That is mainly due to the late or Christmas season business, where in particular our retail stores tend to perform very well. And if you look at our 2017 reporting, in the first half year, the profitability was also negative. But by year end, we could almost break even, as you rightly pointed out.
Mm-hmm. And then regarding the growth of the different categories in Lalique, you said before that interior design is growing the fastest. Can you give us a little bit more insight into the growth rates? As far as I got it right, the decorative items were flat and the interior design was strongly growing, probably 10 to 20%. What about the other categories?
So interior design, yes, is growing, and that is mainly due to new co-branding partnerships, and especially with special businesses or special affairs, as we used to name them. It's when a client walks into one of our stores and inquires regarding a big project, the renovation of a house, of an office, or something like that. So unfortunately, these businesses are difficult to predict or to plan. So we do budget them, but very conservatively. And so sometimes we have good surprises. Now, if you look at the other categories, then obviously we see a lot of additional potential in Lalique perfumes. As you may recall, 2017 was a slow year for Lalique perfumes. We had a decline in sales, but obviously, as we communicated back then, we were confident that this would pick up again, and we see now a positive trend going forward. The hospitality sector will grow, but lightly, for as long as we have those two establishments that we now have, Villa Lalique and Chateau Hochberg. But as we said, if we are able to roll out this gastronomy business at international level through specialized partners, whether it's hotel management groups or then of course this might also give a boost to this segment. And then there's the art, but art is a little bit different, especially in the business model, because we need to identify and to close a deal, so to speak, with new artists. And then in average, developing an artwork takes from 18 to 24 months. And then, the impact on sale will also depend on whether, what type of artwork we do, whether it's a unique piece or whether it's a limited edition. So there are a lot of factors which we don't control at this stage, because they may very much depend on the artist too. But obviously, we see there much more potential, in particular now that we have several projects in the pipeline with Chinese artists. So this segment will definitely grow. But by how much is a little bit difficult to tell at this stage.
Mm-hmm. And then regarding the profitability of the La Ligue division, so probably more or less break even by the end of the year. What are the positives and negatives? I would assume that La Ligue fragrances is highly profitable, so makes a few millions in profit, and hospitality is probably a slight minus, but that would mean that all the other parts, the own retail store and the wholesale operations there with all these items is strongly negative, or can you give us a little bit more insight into that?
Yeah, I mean, La Ligue perfume is of course positive. Our margins there are quite stable. So yes, the crystal business, including interior, is negative. And again, that's that's due to two factors in essence. The opening of new shops. You know, we've opened over the past 5 years. I would say we have opened around 15 to 18 new stores, and usually it takes around 2 years in average for such a store to become profitable. As you read our release this morning, we are opening new stores this year too, six in total. However, two through partners, but four own stores too. And in particular, the Japan operations, which have triggered, the startup costs, not only capex but also opex in the first half. So this explained the negative profitability of the whole segment.
So that would mean that with the growing number of shops, even though you will continue to open new shops, that the item part should, the crystal part should reach profitability in 1 or 2 years, as the new shops aren't that big as percentage of total anymore. Is that right? So
yes.
When do you assume that crystal part will be break even?
Well, we don't have a crystal ball, unfortunately, but the thing is that shops we opened 2-3 years ago are now break even and turning towards profitability, but as we keep opening new ones, so we keep building up our network, but of course at a cost. So, and that's why our profit margins for the segment, if you look at the past years, are pretty even, in fact, and because we also, of course, we monitor, we steer those new developments, those investments, in order to ensure that the result of the segment is not too negative.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then last question: is there any update on the, let's call it, pipeline regarding new perfume brands you could in-license? Or also for the hospitality part, you were talking about partnerships with potential hotel chains or hotel investors in Asia, especially. Can you give us an update on this pipeline?
Yeah. So in terms for the gastronomy or hospitality part, we have identified a short list of potential partners that we're now in the process of making first contacts with. So that's obviously the very beginning. Looking at fragrances, this is something we are much more actively into already. This is a constant process, actually. We now currently have 4 to 5 brands, I wouldn't say in the pipeline, but that we are having discussion with. But of course, due to confidentiality issues, we may not give any names here. We're confident that one or the other of those discussion will end up materialize.
So if
you ask for a timeline, I would say in the course of next year.
Okay, perfect. Or when you say, or could you give us a hint how big the revenue opportunity of these partners could be? Are we talking about a small size like Gray or Samurai, or could it be even bigger like Jaguar?
Well, we have both. We talk with existing brands which already have an existing perfume business. And then we also talk with up-and-coming ones where we would have to build the business from scratch like we did for Bentley Fragrances a couple of years ago. So that, of course, is not entirely under our control. At this stage, ideally, we would like one of each. But
That would be nice. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Welcome.
The next question is on La Stila Caruta, La Jefi. Please go ahead.
Good morning, La Stila Caruta News Agency, AWP. You said that you're expecting a moderate growth for 2018. Could you be more precise? Is it something in line with the first semester, or smaller or bigger?
No, it will. We expect it to be in line with the first half result.
Okay. My second question is about the online sales. Most of the luxury brands are now selling also the products on online. Are you thinking of developing your online sales?
Yes. So as we speak today, we have two platforms, one in Euro and one in USD for e-commerce. And we're currently in the process of expanding this to with a Chinese website and the Japanese. I expect both will go online towards the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of that, we want to increase our presence, of course, in social media as part of the enhanced communication strategy. And we will also see to what extent we can digitalize our retail shops, multi-channel, omni-channel. Down the road, all these efforts, are meant to drive online sales, but offline sales as well.
Okay. And how big is your online sales right now?
I would say currently it's between 1-2% of global sales.
Okay.
Of the Lalique segment.
And the total?
Sorry?
And for your total sales?
What do you mean, the total?
I mean, you said this is only for Lalique segment. Is it Lalique, all the Lalique products?
We do very little sales with the other perfume brands, if that was the question.
Yeah, this was the question.
We will, in the future, work on online sales for Ultrasan, but this is, as we speak today, this is only in the pipeline.
Okay, thank you.
There are no more questions at this time. Would you like to conclude the conference?
Well, I think if there are no more questions, that's what we're going to do. Thank you everyone for attending this telephone conference. And we just wish you a good afternoon and look forward to speaking to you in the next time. So thank you and have a nice day.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.